and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Taking us by your hand into your secret place. Father, we ask that you'll breathe upon this service this morning. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Thank you for all the things you have done. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Thank you, Lord. Take me by the hand. You hold me. Let me see your face. Hey, your glory, Lord.
Let me know you more. No, no, you know. This morning, we are going to proceed very, very sharply and return back into a power impartation session. And Lord, you are here. 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 Lord, you are here.
Luke chapter 3. We'll take off from there when we are back. Luke chapter 3 and in verse 4. As it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Make his paths straight. We are going to territorial dominion. I'm sure this will be part 3 now in the series. Am I right, this media? The ministry of John the Baptist. I like the cooperation of the media as sharp as you can. Territorial Dominion Part 4. Okay, the ministry of John the Baptist is C. Right. So far, we have looked at, I believe, 7 things of points from the ministry of John the Baptist. Now, I'd like us to reflect on it very, very quickly. That we must pursue spiritual impact and influence beyond earthly significance if we are going to have territorial dominion. Then, that God will never move in the climate of disorder and conflict. And then, that God will cause the move of the Spirit to happen wherever he finds the right vessel. Fourthly, was that where we stopped? God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of places. He's only a respecter of principles. The word of the Lord is behind the making of the servant of the Lord. Revival happens for those who are going to minister according to the pattern the Lord has shown them. So we'll go to point number 7. This afternoon, we're going to examine 3 things in verse 4. The voice, cry, and then prepare the way of the Lord. Point number 7, or the next point, says, every minister is designed to be a voice. A voice in order to command territorial dominion. The same with every child of God. It's meant to be a voice. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Not just to have a voice, but to be a voice. What does it mean to be a voice? One, it means what your life is saying to the people should be more than what your mouth is saying. What your life is saying to the people should be more than what your mouth is saying. To be a voice means your greatest ministry is your life. Your greatest utterance is your life. Your greatest utterance is your life. Like St. Francis of Assisi said, one of them, St. Francis St. Augustine, they preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. That what your life is saying to the people is more than what your mouth is saying. Number 2, or B, being a voice means when people see you, they hear something. When they see you, they are hearing something. When they think about you, they are hearing something. Something positive that draws them to the master. Something positive. Something positive. And this point is very important because it is possible for a person's life to be sending negative sounds. When the people see you, when they see me, when they think about you, when they think about me, they should hear something. Something that is positive enough that drags them to God. One question somebody will be asking is, Lord, what message has my life been passing? Lord, have I passed the wrong message that has the capacity to drive people away from God? In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, when Elisha passed, the Shunammite woman heard something. Verse 9, I perceive that this man that passed by us continually is a holy man of God. In Acts chapter 15 and in verse 13, the people of the land could not join themselves. And in verse 13, 5 actually, 5:13, the people of the land couldn't join themselves freely to the people of the apostles because they had something. They knew these were different from them. Beloved, when people see you or hear you, they must hear something that will draw them to God. And at this moment, I want you to be war ready. In case you have done your best to to produce a positive sound. And the devil has decided to impose a negative message from your life. It's a possibility. You have done your best to produce the correct sound for your life to be lived in such a way that the right sound is produced, so that when people hear you or see you, they hear the right thing. But the enemy, through manipulation and demonic orchestration, wants your life to release a message that is contrary to who you are. The devil did that when Papa Yereko gave the story of how for a long time they tried for the ministry to grow and it was not growing. And he prayed with fasting for about 3 days. Lord, what is happening? And the Lord asked him. He said, come, let me show you. And the Lord showed him a blanket of evil, a dark cloud that was upon the church then. And he said, what is this? He said, that is the spirit of misrepresentation. That is the cloud of misrepresentation that the enemy has placed upon the work you do, so that people will misunderstand the work as that of the devil. They will pass by and look at it, and it will appear to them like that is the work of the devil. Lord, what do I do? He says, speak against that cloud. I am saying this because your life is meant to be a message. And if the devil is going to attack your ministry and attack your assignment, he would like to impose a message on your life, impose an identity on your life, impose a perception on you that is not you. Is God speaking to anyone here today? That was what the Pharisees tried to do to Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 32, all the way to verse 34. They tried to do that. As he went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. Now look at what the other people say. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. That was their conclusion. That was the message they wanted to pass to the world. God is doing great things in your life, but the devil is bringing forth the spell of misrepresentation to attack your ministry. Today, it is coming to an end. I like you. You are going to rise in a short time with a warring spirit. No devil can undermine my assignment. No devil can misrepresent my assignment. No devil can waste my labor. I am laboring, and the devil is telling people that I am laboring for him, the devil. That devil is a liar. Believe that, shall the Lord say amen. You know, when Jesus was resurrected, Matthew chapter 28, verse 11, something happened. All the way to verse 15. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. The devil does not mind paying media, paying anybody to rubbish your identity. But that devil is a liar. He gave large money. Look at that. Keep going. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and protect you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. The money changed the image. It changed the perception. But we are going to declare today that the money will fail.
Because the Bible said the money failed in Egypt. In the name that is above every name, every agenda of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the Antichrist, that is trying to raise misrepresentation, leap at the voices of slander, the voice of castigation against you, against your life, against the body of Christ, against the church of Jesus. We stand with authority today. We declare that voice be silenced. Their agenda be silenced. Their money will fail them. Their propaganda will not stand. If you believe that, say a lot of amen. Hold the hand of someone in there and just pray 1 minute. Pray in the spirit. We resist every agenda of misrepresentation. We resist every agenda of castigation, the casting of aspersion, the campaign of calumny against the church in this season, against the body of Christ, against the voices of authenticity, against the voices. Lita parata sata kiga la 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 ha. Lipata sata. Ekechete liberaya. To undermine the voice of the church. To undermine the voice of the church. We declare it nullified. We declare it cancelled. We declare it frustrated. They shall not see the light of day. In the name of Jesus. Ida la ya dara hadasana. Let the siko kobarada la hadasana. So shall it be. Anyone here under this roof where the enemy has raised a campaign against your life, with or without the release of money, in any realm, you remember they gave Delilah money as well. The enemy has the way of giving money, of using means to manipulate and maneuver things and counter the work of God. But I say it tonight, today, everywhere the enemy has raised negative voices, he said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against the church in judgment, we condemn their voices right now. We condemn their agenda right now. They shall not see the light of day. They shall not prosper. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is something to take forward. Every minister is designed to be a voice. The voice means what your life is saying. It's more important, more audible than what your mouth is saying. The voice means that when people see you, they hear something. Your life is a statement. Your life is a revelation. Your life is a message. Thirdly, the voice means when you are his voice, the message does not originate with you. It originates with the owner of the voice. If I am a voice for God, what I am saying didn't originate with me. It originated with the owner of the voice. The voice does not determine what it says. The voice is only expressing the thought of the owner, the thought of the person. That is how it is. When you are a voice as a pastor, when you are a voice for God as a child of God, you are not the originator of the message you preach. It does not originate with you. You are completely, in terms of your ideas, are surrendered. Your thoughts surrendered. Your opinion surrendered. Your conclusions surrendered. That is the ideas, the opinions, the conclusions, the thought, the wisdom you express. These are not yours. They don't originate from you. Meaning is, you are a microphone. This microphone cannot speak until I speak.
This microphone has no expression until I express. Somebody may stand up from here this morning and say, oh Jesus, make me your microphone. I don't want to be the person talking. Carry me as a microphone. I want to be flexible in your hands. Express your thought through me. Express your ideas through me. Express your opinions through me. Express.
Listen. If you speak, it has no right to come to pass. If it is your voice and your speaking, nobody is under obligation to move. Demons are not under obligation to move. But when your voice becomes his voice, you see what will happen? Luke chapter 10, verse 16. When your voice becomes his voice, he that heareth you, heareth me. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despises me, despises him who sent me. When you have become his voice, any devil that bows to him must bow when you speak. When you have become his voice, any devil that cannot say no to him cannot say no to you. Psalm 33 and in verse 9. If you are his voice, this is what happened. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. He spake, it was done. He commanded, he stood fast. If you speak, it may not be done. If you command, it may not stand fast. But if you are his voice and he speaks through you, it is done. He commands, he stands fast. How do you say that there is someone by name Success E, and that was Success Edwin, and he's from the south part of the country, from Akwa Ibom in particular, and that God is breaking the monitoring device and the mirror and destroying it? Your name cannot be Success and you are in failure. Right? He's in failure, struggling to get married, struggling to get a job, struggling to get everything. And there was a monitoring agent with her monitoring device, a witch that expired in within 70 something hours. It just expired and then everything opened. Everything opened. In less than 1 year, he's married. In less than 1 year, doors has opened. Why? Because he has a company already. Because he stood and it was done. He commanded. You can claim to prophesy, but can you bring it to pass? You can claim to be, accurate, and then you said whatever you want to say, but is it in your power to make it come to pass? Alright? If you said it, you will make it come to pass. But if he says it, hey! He will make it to come to pass. He will make it to come to pass. I announce to somebody here today, when it is time to pray, cry out your heart. I am tired of speaking. Speak through me. I am tired of talking. I'm not a talkative. Talk through me. I am tired of trying to speak as a microphone. Speak through me. When next people hear me, I want them to hear your voice in my voice. When next demons hear me, I want demons to hear your voice in my voice. Is God speaking to somebody here? Music ministers, the same thing. When I lift my voice to sing, Lord, let it not be me. Let it not be me. Let it not be me. Zephaniah chapter 3 from verse 15. Zephaniah chapter 3. The Lord has taken away thy judgment. He has cast out thine enemy. The king of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day shall it be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. The rest of thee is mighty. He will save. He himself will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. Himself will joy over thee with singing. So God can sing. And you have not heard him sing because he sings through people. He will joy over thee with singing. Himself is saying, I want to sing through you. I realize that the Lord blows the trumpet. The scripture mentioned it, that the Lord shall blow the trumpet. Can somebody locate that scripture for me? In Zechariah. The Lord will be seen with his trumpet. Alright? So he's also an instrumentalist. And all I need is for God to do these things. Zechariah 9:14. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as a lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet. The trumpet. And he shall go with wild winds of the south. So the next time you're on the wind instrument, ask the Lord to blow it through you. Ask the Lord to play it through you. Summary of what we are saying is, Lord, I am tired of expressing my own ideas. Express your ideas through me. I am tired of expressing my opinions. Express your opinions through me. I am tired of expressing my thought and my wisdom. Express them to me. And no devil can resist. Somebody say a loud amen. Take your seat. When you are his voice, you are his microphone. You don't determine anything. The holder of the microphone determines. Father, let me be a microphone in your hands. If you are his messenger, the message does not originate with you. The message originates with him. People have heard you enough. They want to hear him. Father, when next I arrive at my station, may they stop, may they start hearing you. May they start hearing you. People can get tired of you, but nobody can get tired of God. Hallelujah. Finally, when you are his voice, when you are his voice, when people see you, they feel his closeness. How do you know a person is nearby? I can hear his voice around the gate. When you are his voice, when people see you, they feel his closeness is nearby. I can know that my wife is coming from outside as I hear her talking. She's nearby. Your life gives people the sense of divine closeness. When you are his voice, your life causes people to know and experience how close he is. When you are his voice, you remind people of him. Because a person's voice reminds you of the person. You are just immediately, instantly reminded. When you are his voice. Beloved, don't forget that a minister is designed to be the voice. Number 8. Every minister is designed to possess the cry of the Spirit. A cry. The voice of one crying. You are not just meant to be a preacher. You are meant to be a crier. When I say cry, it's not necessarily physical tears. But what is a cry all about? First, the cry is a product of pain. When people feel pain, they cry. It's an outburst of pain. Outburst from burden.
The minister that will command territorial dominion is the minister that is pained. Something pains him. He's pained about something. He has a burden about something. There is something that weighs him down. Something weighs in his heart. It's not just acting, it's not fun, it's not entertainment. Something pains him. Something pains him. Do you possess a cry? Is there something that pains you? That is why the passion with which we preach differ. The passion with which we preach differ. If you can possess a cry and minister with a cry, even if you are in the wilderness, they will look for you. Something is paining you. John the Baptist possessed a cry. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. David possessed a cry. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Nehemiah cried when he saw that the walls of Jerusalem was broken down. Beloved, Charles Finney said, "The unutterable gushings of my heart, they are the secret of my ministry. The burden I can't express, the gushings of my heart." Do all you can to put your spirit in a cry mode. A cry mode. All you can do, if you are going to command the attention of your generation, you must come to the point where something is paining you about your generation. Something that the kingdom of darkness is doing is paining you. Something is paining you about the state of your nation. Something is paining you. I feel so pained. Why somebody wants to leave and he wants to take another person's life. I feel so pained. Why somebody is in position of authority and doesn't care about the masses on the floor. Pain. Every minister that must possess and impact their generation must possess a cry. One day, I was watching a Maurice Cerullo's ministry video many, many years ago, maybe 15 or 20 years ago. And I began to cry profusely. I heard the testimony of a young girl, little girl, that was literally destroyed by an agent of darkness. She was testifying. Voice like the voice of an angel, sang beautifully in Maurice Cerullo's crusade meeting. I wept. Wept and suffered. My nose was stuffy. And my wife came, was patting me on the back. What's going on? I said, "Look at this girl." I told her this. I said, "Look at what is happening here." And I said to her, "How many people worldwide are in the situation of this girl and nobody is there to help them?" I was weeping for everybody in that condition at once. That cry has not left me. I was in Benue State many years ago. Before I stepped to the crusade ground, a young lady sent me a text message. Was she 16 years old or 17? She said, "Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I don't want to die of cancer." I wept until I reached the crusade ground, weeping for everyone who the enemy wants to harass with death and who is not ready to die. Pleading with God for help, for mercy, to be of more help to my generation. Must possess a cry of the Spirit. Lift up your hands and say, "Father." Say it louder. Say, "Father, help me to possess a cry. Help me to possess a cry. Place in my heart your pain for my generation. Place a portion of your pain for my generation in my heart. Place in my heart a portion." All that God needs to do is to place a little portion of his pain. What is paining him concerning Nigeria, what his pain is concerning the body of Christ, what his pain is concerning America, what his pain is.
Just place a little in your heart and you move with the crowd. My wife is aware, as jovial as we can be, only God knows how he does it. You just switch. And then you are intense. You know, there are some times when you are so pained, you lose appetite. At times we lose such appetite for days. Days. When are you eating? I don't know. When are you eating? I don't know. When are you eating? I don't know. And I wasn't planning to fast. Every day is literally a fast anyway. To eat breakfast by 3 p.m. at times. Is that not a fast?
And then this day you are not able. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, I can eat. Let me see whether I'll eat tomorrow. Not breaking in the evening, no.
Because a pain in a particular direction landed on your heart.
And you lose appetite. There is no light-hearted minister that can make heavy impact in a generation. Light-hearted. The weight of your heart will determine the weight of your mark. There is no light-hearted, frivolous, treacherous minister.
Weigh nothing, weighs in your heart. You can't weigh anything in your generation.
You can't weigh anything.
If you don't feel a pain, ask God to place it.
The cry is the product of a pain. Number two, the cry happens with a sense of loss. When something is lost, or where there is a loss, God forbid, there is a cry.
Are you bothered about the loss of your generation, the lost situation of your generation? It will produce a cry. Are you bothered about the lack or loss of power in your own life? The lack of power, the loss of power. The lack of his presence, the loss of his presence in your own life, it will produce a cry. The lack or loss of fire,
it will produce a cry. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, Luke 19:41. Elijah was pained over Israel, 1 Kings 17, verse 1.
David was pained when he saw Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:26.
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. He was pained. The cry happens with a sense of loss. Do you feel the lostness of your generation? It will produce a cry.
Thirdly, the cry is the product of failed expectation. When people fail, for example, in exams, or something failed, they cry. Are you comfortable with where you are in life and ministry? Or there is an expectation that appears to be failing. There is where you expect your life to be and you are not there. It will produce a cry. There is somewhere God wants you to be and you are not there. It will produce a cry.
Fourthly, the cry can be the product of strong demand.
Strong demand. When the child is appealing for breast, for food, at times he releases a very strong cry. When Bartimaeus was appealing for his sight, he wants to see in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 and 47. He gave out a cry. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He cried with a loud voice. You cry at the place of prayer. As you make demands on the mantles you lack. As you make demands on the graces you lack. As you make demands. Give me Scotland or I die. That was the cry of John Knox as he made a strong appeal. The product of a strong demand. And finally, the cry can be the expression of displeasure. Expression of displeasure. You are displeased. The prophet cried in 1 Kings 13, verse 1 to 2, against the altar in Bethel. He cried, the man of God from Judah, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And the Bible says, and behold, there, verse 2, and he cried against that altar. You cry against evil, you cry against occultic powers, you cry against the forces of witchcraft, you cry against the agenda of hell in your generation. Somebody lift up your hands and say, Father, I refuse to be quiet. I refuse to be silent. I am crying. I shall cry in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet for 1 minute. Lift your voice and say, Father, I refuse to be quiet anymore.
To be quiet anymore.
I shall cry. At the place of prayer.
At the place of prayer.
I shall cry. At the place of decree.
At the place of decree.
I shall cry. At the place of declaration.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
I refuse. To be quiet anymore.
To be quiet anymore.
I shall cry. Open your mouth and release the cry. I refuse to be quiet. Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Take your seat as I say the final thing this morning. Number 9. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. It says the assignment. Verse 4. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. This says the assignment of every minister of God is to prepare the way for the Lord. Do you understand? It's to prepare the way for the Lord. Not to stand in the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Don't stand in the way of the Lord. This is the summary. Anywhere God sent you to, He sent you there to let them know that he is coming. Not just the second coming, oh. I am arriving. Prepare the ground for me to show up. Second coming is the ultimate. But I am sending you to go there. Prepare the ground. That place, prepare it. I am the one coming. You are not the owner of the people. You are not the owner of the ministry. You are not the one to do the work. I am the one to walk the walk. Just prepare the ground for my showing up. But many of us thought that we are the one that the people are waiting for. Many of us thought that we are the one the people want to experience. He said, I am not sending you for the people to experience you. I am sending you to prepare the ground so the people can experience me. When the ground is well prepared, I will show up. For many of us in ministry, God cannot show up because he said you should prepare the way, you stood in the way. You block the way. You fill the place with yourself. The only thing the people know is you. So he cannot arrive. So the climate is dry. So the people arrived, they couldn't experience their master, their maker, their God. Was that not what he told Moses? I want to arrive in Egypt, but I want you to go first. You saw it, right? Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. He said, okay, let's start from verse 7. And then you see the total. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cries by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down. I am coming down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land. Now move to verse 9. I am come down. I am coming down. That's how it reads. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. I am coming, but before then, come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring the people out. I am coming, but go ahead. Moses went ahead and God came down in Exodus 13 and in verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Moses, go first. I am coming later. Anywhere God sent you to, he said, it's not that it's not that you are too special. He is declaring his interest in that land. It's a declaration of interest. It's a declaration of purpose. He's saying, go work for me. All right. Luke chapter 10 verse 1 is very direct. 1 and 2. And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where himself will come. Is it very clear now? I am coming, but go ahead.
Do you have another translation?
I am coming, but go before, go in front of me. And he said to these things, the Lord made selection of 70 others and sent them before him, two together into every town and place where he himself was about to come.
Look at your neighbor, say clear road. Give space. You are not the important thing. You are not the important person. God wants to pass. He is the most important person. There are people who have pastored for 20 years and God has not shown up yet. Whatever they are seeing is just manifestation of gifts. The presence of God himself, where he steps in to overrun things, hasn't happened. If I stop here tonight, we are good. You went to the crusade ground to prepare the ground. The handbill, the billboard, the prayer intercession. Yourself arriving. Arrive to prepare for Jehovah to arrive. By the time the crusade came and ended, and he has not come, you wasted your time. Stand up on your feet. You wasted your time. Let's be calming down. Raise shoulder like you are God. Man of God is not God of man. Calm down. You are about to minister whatever administration. Just see yourself as a clearing officer. You just clear the road. Master of the universe, take your place. Do the thing that you want to do. I am just an errand boy coming to inform the people that you are coming. I am just an errand boy that is coming to inform the people that you are coming. Oh Lord, people have seen me too much. Please now let them see you. They have seen me too much. And I can tell you, if America sees God, it will be shaken to its foundation. If Nigeria sees God, if Europe sees God, it will be shaken to its foundation. I want you to release a cry. There are two major cries we are going to be releasing here today. The first cry is, Lord, make me your microphone. I am tired of talking and people hearing me. I want them to hear you now. Lord, second cry. Lord, place a little of your pain in my heart. What is paining you, your burden, concerning my generation, concerning my city, concerning my nation, place a portion of it. In the business realm, maybe you are here today. God says, I am pained that my resources is in the hands of the children of my enemy. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, yet atheists are in control of billions of dollars, fueling their atheistic and LGBT agenda. I've talked to some presidents before. I've talked to a president in Africa. How he mentioned how they strangulated their finances. Even big organizations that you know, they won't give them the kind of relief or things that they should give them because they won't sign certain things to pass certain legislation in their assemblies. And these agents of darkness are in charge of billions. And God is saying, my pain is, in every generation apart from this one, the wealthiest people were my people. Abraham was the wealthiest in his time. Isaac was the wealthiest in his time. Israel was the wealthiest. Jacob in his time. Job was the richest man of his generation. Solomon, the kings of the earth, looked for him. David, the kings of the earth, looked for him. How come it is different now? So you get that pain from the heart of God. And you say, you know what, Lord? Here am I. What am I doing?
Can you trust me? And trust me. Whatever you want me to do with the resources, I will do with it. But trust me. Let me be the Abraham of this time. Make me an Isaac of my time. Make me a Job of my time. Of course, without the fears that brought the temptations. Make me a Solomon of my generation. Of course, apart from the other exploits of his life. Make me. Lord, I am available. He can place a pain in your heart. In the financial realm. He can place a pain in your heart. In the political realm. Where the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. Where people step into positions of power like David. And dedicate a whole nation to God. David ran a 24-hour worship chain for nothing less than 40 years in Israel. The tabernacle of David that never collapsed. They worshipped in rotation, in chain. I hear what I'm saying here. In any field where you found yourself, God can place his pain. What is bothering him? What is his concern for the hour and for your generation? He can place a portion of it in your heart. That was the prayer I had. Bunky prayed for me. Lord, whatever you felt when you sent Jesus to die, place a little portion of it in his heart. Jesus, what you felt for the world on the cross of Calvary, place a portion of it in his heart. I told the story many times. I'm going to raise three cries. Lord, make me your voice, your microphone. Lord, have I misrepresented you in any way? Has my life, is there anything I ever did that drove people from God? Instead of bringing people to God, forgive me. Have mercy. Let my life pass the right message. And then, Lord, I need a little of your pain. And then ultimately, I am sorry if I blocked your way. I am meant to prepare your way, not stand in the way. Father, give me the opportunity again to do it right. I won't stand in your way. I step aside. Do the things that only you can do. The time comes when the minister is a spectator. He's watching just like the congregation is watching. And the only person in the center was Jehovah. Walking and moving. Go ahead and lift your hands and voice. And let's start with the prayer of appreciation. For his word to you this morning. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We are going to raise four prayers this morning. But before then, lift your voice in appreciation to God. I thank you for your word to me this afternoon. Lift your voice and speak to God. Father, thank you. Jesus. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, help me,
help me
to be your messenger,
to be your messenger
to my generation.
To my generation.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
if my life,
if my life
has ever passed the wrong message.
Passed the wrong message.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Help me.
Help me.
To be your message.
To be your message.
To my generation.
To my generation.
Go ahead, open your mouth and say it. Help me. Help me. To be your message. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, make me your microphone. I surrender my ideas. I surrender my opinions. I surrender my decisions. I surrender my conclusions. Make me your microphone. Make me your voice. Let people hear you when they hear me. Will you pray that? Say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I am available.
I am available.
Make me, Lord,
your microphone.
Let my word
hear you
when they hear me.
Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, go on ahead and speak to God. Father, may your shete di dala. Let us shete fete sina gaglara da hora sore da. Ma ka de ritale mana la da soto sadi. Let us borrow no shete fina gaglara da gaglara sati sala. Jokola te fete sini gaglara da gaglara da soto sadi. Record the set of feeling, get a lot of the other sort of Langa Hadari. Record the set of Peter Soto Kuba, the other one of the Hadari. Jalot of Koko Sakra, the other one of the Hadari. Record of Soto Pesta, the other one of the Hadari. Record of Soto Pedic, the other one of the Hadari. Record the set of Pedic, the other one of the Hadari. Rotter Soto Pedic, the other one of the Hadari. Paraka, the other one of the Hadari. Rapa, the other one of the Hadari. Larry, the set of Pedic. In the name of Jesus.
See, after me, say, Father, I ask that you place a little of your body in my heart. Your pain, what you feel for my generation, what you feel for your world, what you feel for this season.
I ask, Lord, that you place a little of it in my heart. Today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, go on ahead and speak to God. A little. I ask that you place in my heart. In the name of Jesus.
Finally, I told you many times, we have ministered and we have filled the place with ourselves. We see some things, but most times it's still manifestation of gifts. When Himself arrives, Lord, they have seen me enough. My generation, my world, has seen so much of me. I want them to see you. In what I do, let my world see you. I'm sorry if I stood in your way. I step out of the way. Help my world to see you. They have seen enough of me. let them see you. Would you pray that with passion? Say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you help me.
Cause my world to see you in my life, in what I do. They have seen enough of me. I ask that they will see you like never before. In the name of Jesus, I step out of the way. I step out of your way. I step out of your way. I am sorry for interfering. I step out of the way. Oh Lord, manifest yourself like never before. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray.
Your throne, dear Lord, you are able to sing along, go ahead and sing. If you cannot and you want to pray, just pray.
Lord.
I surrender my all to you, Lord.
You, Lord. You with me, Lord.
I lay down my plans and ambitions.
Something is happening.